Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 6th of December, recording at 7:36 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, it's a little bit more of the same in here today. That is, stock markets have mostly paused in what looks like a consolidation. I haven't seen much in the way of downward dynamics, if anything. And crucially, the leaders, including the Australian ASP, ASX 200 index continues to hit to new highs. Most of the leading emerging markets remain pretty steady generally overall. But there's lots of nervousness out there, as you're probably well aware, and indeed some outright bearish views. For one of them, read Mark Fauber's comments, which I posted on the website. I certainly have enormous respect for him as a long-term visionary, but I don't buy it in terms of the short-term timing. What happens from 2Q 2005 through 2006 is another matter entirely. I'd be very surprised if we didn't see quite a significant stock market correction during that period. But right now, as I've been saying pretty much daily, that my scenario for a good medium-term rally that extends well into the first quarter of 2005 looks very much on track. And as I've mentioned before, the factors that would be most capable of derailing it, in my view, would be if the oil price, currently $43, if that were to surge back up over the $50 level and higher, and that would be one factor. Certainly if the dollar's decline and not only continued but was regarded very much as a crisis rather than a partial solution, and I think today outside of Euroland it's more often than not regarded as a partial solution rather than a crisis. And the other factor would be if global GDP growth and or inflationary pressures picked up enough so that investors change their perceptions regarding the outlook for short-term interest rates. Right now they're looking, for another hike by the Fed, and then that's pretty much it for a while. But as I say, those are factors that could derail this stock market rally, but they are not a problem at the moment. And barring a pause in consolidation or two, as we're seeing right now, I really think this is very much a market trend. And I'm talking about just about all the stock markets now, which does not look to me like it's over. Now, there are some wallflowers, inevitably. The biggest one is Japan, which is really putting in a sort of a dreary ranging base extension performance overall. It might pick up a wee bit tomorrow because the dollar has rallied against the Japanese yen, and I think the yen has weighed on sentiment there a bit recently. And until we see a good rebound, or just give me one day's upward dynamic on the Japanese second section index, and I'll think that my lagging Nikkei futures long position will perform. Meanwhile, fortunately, markets such as India remain very firm. That hit a new high late last week. And Thailand, another big Asian position of mine, continues to edge higher. And investors are now looking beyond the unrest they'd seen in the southern part of Thailand. And as far as energy issues are concerned and mining shares, well, the energy shares have seen a shakeout. My guess is that they're pulling back into buying ranges right now, because I suspect we've probably seen most of the downside on oil, but more of that in a moment. U.S. government bonds are up here again today. They had a big upside day on Friday, during which I So a couple of more sell orders levels achieved, my baby steps strategy, and I didn't expect quite the upper dynamic that we saw on Friday. As I mentioned in Friday's audio, I was hoping for a more gradual rally, and the upper dynamic in today's follow-through opens a door to a possibility that we see a test of the upper side of this ranging pattern. But overall, I maintain that it looks like a developing top formation, and that the next big move will be downwards. Okay, currencies. This is interesting. Today we had the dollar start off weak, and that pushed the euro to what I believe was another new high, up at 134.56 this morning. Then it pulled back, but not all that much. Got down to 134.15. It's currently 134.27. That's down 27 ticks on the day. There was much talk of the Japanese intervening, and prompted by some fairly aggressive statements coming out of either the Ministry of Finance or the Bank of Japan. But that's pushed the dollar back up to 102.93. That's up 85 ticks against the yen. And then it's dipped down to a new reaction low here this morning. And just on cables, sort of mostly unchanged here right now. That's sterling dollar, of course. Again, a number of people are saying that too many people are short the dollar, and that too many people are talking about it. Mark Fauber again made those comments. Certainly plenty of people are talking about it, but I have to view this in perspective. We spent, if not most of this year, certainly all of 2Q and 3Q with the dollar in very much a trading range. And then what have we seen? A 7 week move on the downside, and what that really constitutes is just a decisive breakout from a sideways trading range. One of the premises from the chart seminar, which those of you who have attended will recall me saying over and over and over again, that a sideways trading range is a potential explosion waiting to happen. And we've seen again this, let's say, this persistent move downwards. Sure, we could get a little bounce in here, but I don't think we can get a significant move on the upside. I don't think we're overextended enough in terms of currencies against the US dollar. And the nature of the move, that hasn't occurred in consecutive days. It's been a gradual sort of backing and filling, persistent move, but lots of intraday backing and filling along the way. So I think, again, that we're unlikely to see more than a bit of a technical rally, although I don't doubt that if, let's say, the Bank of Japan and the European Central Bank came in and engaged in a bit of intervention, and if they were able to bring in the Bank of England and, say, the Reserve Bank of Switzerland, maybe even the Reserve Bank of Australia, that would certainly create quite a stir, and that would lead to a sharp short covering rally, but it wouldn't last. And again, I'll maintain that, well, partly because of the technical pattern, probably partly because of the overall background, partly because the US wants the softer dollar. So I don't think it would last, and I'll stick to my guns on this, that I don't really think that we're going to go into the end game as far as the final stages of the dollar's decline and the beginning of the bottoming out process, which are one and the same, until we get multilateral intervention, which would include the US Federal Reserve buying on its own account, not just perhaps buying for others. But the inevitability that, well, the I'll put it this way. I think that some form of intervention sooner rather than later, if the dollar's trend continues, is all but inevitable. Now, I don't have much in the way of currency exposure here. I still have a or one third of my long position in the Australian dollar against the US dollar. And that's seeing a reaction similar to what the New Zealand dollar had seen when it got up to its February high, which was just over the 70 cent level, and it fell back, ranged sideways for a couple of weeks, and then resumed the climb and continues to climb, including another new high today. The Australian dollar didn't quite reach the 80 cent level and fell sharply for a couple of days and continues to range. That happened early last week, and it's continuing to range. Currently 77.47, that's down 70 ticks in here today. I was tempted to pick up a little bit more of it, not on the basis of the actual chart, which on its own would look a bit worrying, but on the basis of commonality, because many of these others are still firm. And I decided not to at the end of the day. I'll hang on to what I've got, which is unprotected at the moment. If the Aussie rallies up sharply, well, I'll just settle with this position and jam in another stop and or take it out. Take the profit, in other words. If we were to get intervention before that happened, and before I was able to do that, then I would probably add to that position, feeling that the sell-off was unlikely to be maintained. Okay, elsewhere, a bit of profit taking in gold today, but remember that had the small downward dynamic on Thursday. Somewhat better, but still small upward dynamic on Friday, so neutralizing the bearish move. But it's become a little bit more choppy, more two-way activity, and not unrelated, of course, to that nervousness regarding the dollar. And it's down a couple of dollars here right now at 453.90, but that's still very much within the range and still pretty steady overall. And gold futures are my biggest speculative position right now, and I don't see any evidence that this move is over. Silver pulled back a little bit here back today. I think it was about 10 cents, 7.96 on the March contract. Palladium, I should have bought when it was down lower. I've been talking about doing that, and that was up 5.25 today at 2.12. But there'll be more opportunities in palladium, which again I maintain is a baby steps buy low, lighten on the rallies situation. And in terms of industrial metals, a little bit of profit taking, more often than not. I think aluminium was the only one that was up on the day, up $14. The others had very, very small declines. Overall, grains a bit steadier. Soybeans picking up. They've broken a short-term downtrend and may well have established a higher low, which would add to the base building hypothesis. Corn a little bit steadier in here also. Natural gas, that's a moderately large speculative position of mine now that I've had three bites here. And I'm underwater in the March contracts and a little bit ahead in the January contract. This looks very overextended to me, as indeed does the crude oil. I think we've seen pretty much the whole decline here. Can I say for sure that it's over? Well, no, we won't be able to say that until we see some really clear upward dynamic and a push to higher levels, which I'm hoping doesn't happen too soon, because that would jeopardize my stock market script overall. But as you know, oil got down, I think, to near $42, possibly even fractionally lower. That's the spot price for the crude NYME. And 40 is a bit of a round of phobia number. There is some lateral support coming in at that level. There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal today which was quite interesting, saying that OPEC and their pending meeting are perhaps going to talk about raising their floor level because they'd like to see oil really more in the $30 to $40 range, up from their previous band that they'd been talking about, which was in the upper 20s. And you can bet that they'll want it to be finding support near this $40 level for the NYME spot price. So I think this energy sector, as I say, is a bit oversold and due for a rebound, although don't expect new highs anytime soon. The call that I made a couple of months ago was that we were in for a medium-term correction the moment we got that downward dynamic off the high by the crude oil price, and this remains, in my book, very much a medium-term correction. Have a good evening.